Kochura here means object.
Pardon?
Kochura, the
yes,
object.
Another word for
Aramana.
Object. Yeah. Aramana. Yeah. But since Buddha stretched on the right, the Upanishad Kochura and Araka Kochura and Upanibandha Kochura, so he didn't use the same term like Aramana. But it's Aramana.
When you say we should do good deeds?
No, not we should do. We should appreciate good deeds.
Yes. I think yesterday he made me thinking about, we were talking about that Dhammapada stanza.
Doing good, avoiding evil.
Yeah, but not purifying. Not anyone.
So with she said doing good, avoiding evil, purifying the mind with understanding. So with understanding means not anyone doing
it means good. The doing of good deeds.
Because one see the value of good deeds or one appreciates good deeds, that without it the citta must be akusala all the time, piled up each moment with akusala. So no time to develop understanding.
So there is the association between good deeds and understanding. If we appreciate more good deeds, then it tends us to be more understanding.
Also good deeds.
The most good deed.
Yeah.
The more good deed, the more understanding.
The more understanding.
Expectation. Expectation.
Yes. Exactly.
Understanding is one kind of good deeds. So there are different levels of good deeds.
Dana said level. Okay.
The more understanding, the more it knows no one who can do good deeds.
We can't say the more dana, the more understanding.
I mean, support more. No. I mean, dana is one type of good deed. Understanding is the other. But if is there any association? If we like
say at moment of akusala no understanding, and at the moment of akusala no understanding, the whole day akusala no understanding. But when it's kusala, any kind of kusala, it can condition the selfishlessness. And it can be conditioned to give up the idea of me or mine. Little by little.
Selflessness.
But in terms of the actual arising of awareness, if we were, it doesn't matter what the present level of kusala or akusala is, awareness can take any object, okay, depending on conditions.
Listen to Dhamma is to understand Dhamma, or want to be something, or thinking that this can support this or that. Just for the sake of understanding, no matter it supports or not support. Otherwise, it seems like expectation. Are you living alone, Kunjakrit?
Not now.
Only at moment of understanding and awareness.
Only at that moment that we realize that it's all
there's
alone.
No one, only realities.
Actually, each citta is alone anyway, but it's not known that it's living alone unless there is understanding. Never has any company, it just arises, no other citta, and then falls away.
Even at moment of thinking about people, friends, so forth, it's moment of living alone with understanding that it's only thinking.
Just a moment of one citta.
Thinking. It's different from when there's no understanding, one thing about people and things
then
in different ways.
That really it lives alone.
Thinking alone.
Thinking alone, seeing alone, hearing alone.
So we always alone. We,
Chitta is always
chitta
alone.
Chitta always, every moment.
But avijja cannot see that. Does one hurt oneself at moment of being alone? Does one hurt oneself at moment of being alone?
No, not when there's understanding that it's chitta living alone. No hurt.
There can be any reality, but that can be known as reality.
Right, reality living alone.
No matter it's sadness or worry or anything. What worry, whatever is there, can be known as a reality of thinking.
Usually when people talk about their difficulties or their life or this or that, and then I say something about, but actually it's just chitta, just one chitta, and learning to live alone with one chitta at a moment, regardless of the circumstances. And then they say, oh, it's easy for you to say that because you live with Jonathan. And I said, no, whether with Jonathan or on one's own any time, still just living alone with chitta makes no difference. Still just seeing, still just hearing.
Yeah, so at moment of thinking, there can be thinking with pleasant feeling, but still
it's living
there
alone.
Is understanding that, oh, it's only thinking. With pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling.
Or in my case, there can be thinking as thinking. Mm-hmm. I said, you said there can be awareness as only thinking. I said, or in my case, there can be thinking as only thinking.
A reality?
Yeah.
Not yet? So one don't mind whether it's pleasant or unpleasant feeling.
Right.
Yeah. Because it only arises with thinking.
Lives alone with thinking and falls away.
Yeah. Thinking with pleasant feeling falls away too. Thinking with unpleasant feeling falls away. So it doesn't hurt anyone at all. The right understanding.
But one reason perhaps we don't appreciate this is that it seems to be all part of one story, that is the story of me, of course. So,
but as there is thinking, there is no me and other. It's only thinking with pleasant or unpleasant feeling about situation or people. So one doesn't mind thinking because one realizes that thinking is thinking. Like seeing is seeing. No? Oh, yes.
But all these experiences through the sense door that we think about, we relate them to previous experiences. Mm.
So one realizes the story is not true, but the thinking is true.
I see. It's a story by thinking only.
Because it's our own thought. The situation might not be as we think. The body now.
Yeah, mostly.
See, one can see that it's only thinking about it. Yeah. There is seeing and touching, but no body.
So there's only a body when it's object of thinking. There only seems to be a body when it's object of thinking.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Because the four Mahabhuta Rupa and the other Rupa just arise and fall away. And no idea about it at moment of seeing. Or at moment of wanting something or thinking about them.
Not Ayatana yet.
When it does not appear, then it's not Ayatana. Like while one is fast asleep, the rupas arise and fall away. Those rupas are not Ayatana, but there are conditions for its arising. Is this moment of experiencing through the six doorways. While one is fast asleep, two ayatanas, citta and cetasika, are there.
But and when the other cittas in the idol process arise, one knows the base is heart base, but there must still be eye sense in order for them to arise and experience their object. So there still has to be Ayatana also.
At moment when it does not condition citta, it's not Ayatana, the rupa.
But when, for example, Sampadichana, Santirana, and the Javana cheetahs in the idol process arise, and the base is heart-based, but there still has to be eye sense as Ayatana conditioning them at that moment to...
It hasn't fallen away.
It hasn't fallen away yet, right, because it lasts for 17 minutes.
That's why the Chakkhuprasada is Ayatana.
Yes.
For those cheetahs.
All those cheetahs in the process, that's why they have to have extra Ayatana.
Yeah.
So I'm not hearing exactly what Ajahn Suchin's hearing, but sir, you're saying, or Ajahn was saying that when the Santirana, another mind door process begins, the visible object is still.
So at the moment of seeing, eye sense is the base for for seeing, and also the doorway.
Yes.
And so at the moment of seeing, there must be the ayatanas of seeing and visible object and eye sense as well as dhammayatana. But for the other cheetahs in that process, eye sense is no longer the base for those cheetahs to arise.
Eye sense is, sorry?
Eye sense is no longer the base for the other cheetahs in that process, heart pieces, but eye sense has not yet fallen away. It's still a condition for those other cheetahs to arise. So there has to be eye sense, as I had to know, and heart pieces as well.
Two bases.
But what base is Ayatana?
Heart base is Ayatana.
The eye base.
Sorry?
The eye base.
The eye base is Ayatana. But
without it, they cannot be seen.
Be seen.
And other cheetahs.
So it's still the Ayatana.
Eye base.
Okay. So it's the heart base, because it's the base for those cheetahs. Is it also Ayatana? No? It must be. And the heart base is that moment of Sampaticca and Santira and the other cheetahs in the process. So we have the seeing with visible object, the eye sense and heart base is included in Dhammayatana because it's subtle rupa.
Visible object and the eye sense and heart base is included
in Dhammayatana
for the subsequent cheetahs.
But you see that the heart base doesn't. It's not needed at moment of seeing.
No, but at the other moments of Sampaticca, Santirana, the other cheetahs in the process that it's needed.
But I think it is not in the process of seeing.
Not no in the need. Process. No,
no
need for it.
Yeah. No.
Only the eye base.
Yeah. So for the other cheetahs in the process, for example, the Javana cheetahs in that process of seeing, even though they arise at heart base rather than at eye sense, but because the heart base is, you're saying it's not needed for those cheetahs?
Because only eye base is there for Sampaditana and Santirana
and the Javana
to experience the same object.
Only eye base is needed for them.
So even
that's why we call Chakkhutvara Vitijita.
Yes.
because they all arise through the ice, through the eye door.
Otherwise, all the Mahabhuta Rupa and other Rupas must be there too.
But can't one say, doesn't one say in the sense realm, as opposed to, for example, a Rupa realm, that the other cheetahs, all those other cheetahs, they must have heart base. That heart base is
there. We talk about the base. We talk about the place where it is originated.
Where it originates before it arises, saying it's not needed. So when we're talking about the ayatanas, then you're saying that for the other cheetahs in the idol process,
must be there. We stress what must be there.
So what must be there is eye sense.
Which
hasn't fallen away. So even though heartbeats must be there, it's not stressed. So it's not mentioned as ayatana. It's not mentioned as ayatana.
But that's because without eye base, there would be no seeing.
No other cheetahs, even though they cannot arise without heart base.
Right. John, you said earlier that after the seed consciousness falls away, it is the nimitta of visible object, which is the
what
is the object
now,
of the subsequent cheetahs.
What appears now? Nimitta or the
nimitta.
Visible object which arises and falls in split seconds? Nimitta.
Nimitta.
I have I'm not really sure even theoretically the difference. I find it difficult to differentiate between dipti and mana. And I know, okay, there are names, but perhaps you want to say something about it? The two, what characteristics and of dipti and of mana, and what makes them different?
The superior and the inferior. The superior and the inferior of oneself.
Mana.
Not titi.
Not titi, no.
Or equal. Comparing, thinking about the other.
So in the moment of titi, there's no comparing.
No mana. Different moment.
Are you thinking, perhaps Alberto, of things like wanting to have more understanding, that kind of thing? Is that titi or is it mana? I would like to be a person who has more understanding. Meta sila. I'm wondering if that comes from the sila or mana, titi or mana. Is that?
Yeah, I know that ditti is for the stapana can eradicate it, but it won't eradicate mana. So I think mana is more deeply rooted than ditti somehow, I don't know.
Is there any time you think about I am?
Yeah. I am. Mana. Question. I am. Think mana.
I am.
Mana. Sorry, the mana. There's comparing I and others.
I am I.
I am I. Okay. I am me. Yes. I thought you meant I exist. No. I am.
I am.
Why? It's me. This is me. Sort of thing.
So was that mana? This is mana.
I am I.
I am I.
I am I.
And both arise with loba.
Yeah.
Grammatically speaking, I am me.
I am me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And why is this not titi?
I am me. Not you.
Me, not you.
Okay.
So you mean that when the comparison arises,
don't think of anything. Just when there is the idea, I am me. Anywhere, any situation.
Or me. When there is me.
And always titi arise,
permanent.
Permanent.
You mean alternately with mana?
Alternately with mana. All together.
Anything can arise one at a time.
Yes, cannot arise. But it's
alternately,
very closely.
very closely.
So very closely.
Like seeing an kusala attachment now.
Right. So getting back to Alberto's question, do Ditti and Mana, are they likely to arise alternately?
It depends. No rule.
I see. I thought she might be able to give a hint, though.
Thank you, Alberto.
Not me.
Not me.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Alberto.
But when it does not appear, not necessary to think about it. But when whatever appears, there can be the understanding that it's a reality, which has its own characteristic, different from others.
Like appear when a chance asks. It always appears when a chance asks.
Really?
Are you Alberto? It's appearing.
Appear or is there?
So in the text, when they talk about the different mental factors, that is the mental factors individually. They don't really talk much about arising alternately mixed in some like emotions that we know conventionally, like embarrassment, for example, is obviously is a mixture of mana and dosa.
Mana and dosa.
And a little bit of DDs?
It depends, I suppose, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Just what do they think of me? Yeah. I made a full idiot of myself. That's
all right.
No necessarily idea of self. Even think that's me existing at that time.
Well, I think what you were saying is that because Mana is comparing me with someone else,
yeah,
comparing that idea is wrong view. So yeah, there has to be wrong view for the Mana, but not so because the Sotapanna eradicates all wrong view, but it still has Mana.
Mm. But in conventional people, so I think very closely arise back and forth something.
Well, that's if you think that, for example, whenever there's attachment, there's likely to be wrong view. Then
attachment. Also attachment is also.
So, but I don't see why it's necessary. Just because there's an idea of what do they think of me.
Mm.
I don't see that. Implies an idea of self.
Yeah, it's implied the idea of self.
I'm not sure that it, why. Just
when you, I mean, when you comparing, it is me, and then there's comparing, and what do you mean by me? Is me existing at the time?
Just like if we think I am happy now, is that an idea of self?
Maybe. Yeah, because you think about yourself. I am happy. Yeah.
Well,
nobody else happy. If I am not thinking about
I suppose it depends on what kind of idea of self we're talking about. Yeah. About the other day.
All right.
Talking about Skaditi and Matana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Idea of self.
Right.
Skaditi who becomes a Tapana in this life.
Yes, he wants to just become enlightened.
Not knowing what enlightened means at all.
Yes, when there's a wrong answer. understanding, people will cling very strongly to the idea and to their practice because they've spent a lot of time so very reluctant to change or give up the idea.
But Kunjagri changed. We're talking about our wrong understanding and right understanding. And I thought that you went to many meditation centers before.
Many years.
Yeah, many years too. Yeah.
Because he's brave and courageous enough to begin to really consider and really question it. But it's not easy when someone has done like this for a long time to change the idea and really begin to understand realities as anatta.
So you know exactly when you heard the teachings like anattaness, or you still have some idea whether meditation center is favorable together with the study, the teachings? Because many people study the teachings and then go to the meditation center. But not you.
Not now. I think I'm did tired of practicing before. But with reason, with our reason that Ajahn mentions, is not, can be that way. No, just we have, only thing we can do is just understand.
So you stop at once or once in a while?
Stop at once.
At once, by accumulation.
I used to practice meditation morning, after lunch, evening.
Really? Did you say you stopped at once or not at once?
At once.
At once.
When you started listening to
it. I dropped it.
Yeah. No more.
No more. Wasting time.
That was listening to the radio program or
tape. CD of Ajahn.
You must have been very busy with your work, very busy, demanding work, and then all these meditation sessions.
So I five times to meditate. It's quite silly. But now I use time wisely to understand.